Bees at Gungan, part of Can We All Have a Happy Life by Dambit Mununga. Dambit Mununga's immersive installation Can We All Have a Happy Life is made up of 15 large-scale bark paintings hung on the walls and 9 larrikinch, or hollow poles, standing on 3 low plinths dotted around the room. Bees at Gungan is one of the bark paintings on the wall. The surface for the work is a flat, oblong sheet of bark taken from a stringy bark tree, about 180 centimeters tall and 117 centimeters wide. The fibrous texture of the bark is still visible through the white pigment that's been used to prime the surface. The work depicts 2 thin, bare trees rendered in thick black paint with vivid blue leaves. Between the trees, a small, oval-shaped pond is surrounded by fan-shaped fronds of grass. This place is called Gungan and can be found on the artist's country in Arnhem Land. A variety of animals and insects inhabits this place. They're all rendered in shades of the same rich blue pigment. Swarms of bees fill the air between the trees, drawn at an unnaturally large scale. Their forms are horse-like, heads attached to bodies by long necks, 2 legs curling underneath their bodies. A spiky sting arcs up over the back of each bee like a scorpion's tail. There's one bird in the top right corner, and another 2 in the bottom left, their wings, legs, and heads flat and jagged. A nest sits in a crook between 2 tree branches, with 3 fledglings inside, painted in light blue. At bottom right, at the pond's edge, 2 snakes raise their heads towards the left-hand tree. One is painted in bright blue, the other in matte black, and their wide, diamond-shaped heads and long bodies are crosshatched with marks in white. In this painting, the artist recounts a story told to her by Dr. Garawan Gumana Ayo when she was 14, about a nest of bees that made their home in the ironwood trees. In the image, the black cockatoo sings from the tree. Today, as in ancestral times, Yolngu people meet at Gungan to reenact an important dance based on the action of the digging stick to find the hive of the sacred native bee and honey, a dance known in English as the sugar bag dance. The work was created at Buku Lurunge Molka Centre, a Yolngu-owned art centre located in the small Aboriginal community of Yirrkala in northeast Arnhem Land. It's customary for artists from this region who paint country and the stories it holds to paint with ochres collected from the natural environment. In 2005, Mununga was given special permission to use acrylic paint following a car accident that left her using a wheelchair and made it more challenging for her to manipulate natural pigments around a bark canvas. This significant concession has enabled Mununga to become the first artist at Buku to use the colour Blue 52, which is now the dominant colour in her work. When asked why she paints with blue, the artist replied, "Because the earth is blue, the sky is blue, and the sea is blue."